for WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Culpeper County could be the next site for a big solar farm. We tour a company in Waynesboro offering a probiotic alternative to all those breweries and wineries out there. And for the first time, the remote area medical clinic comes to Rockingham County, providing free care to hundreds of patients. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, March 4th. Culpeper County is considering an application to build a solar farm that would cover more than 800 acres. The Freelance Star reports that Irvine, California-based Cricket Solar wants to install more than 270,000 solar panels in southern Culpeper County to generate 80 megawatts of power. For comparison, Dominion Energy's coal-powered station in Chesterfield, the largest in Virginia, generates 1,640 megawatts and powers more than 400,000 homes. The Culpeper project would be located along an existing Dominion transition line. The county's planning commission will hold a work session on the proposal March 13th. Two Virginia State Troopers are recovering from injuries sustained after pulling over a suspected drunk driver on Interstate 81 in Rockingham County. Police say one of the troopers, G.E. Peel, was hospitalized with injuries that are serious but not life-threatening. The second trooper, S.D. McCurry, was treated for minor injuries at Rockingham Memorial Hospital. Police say the troopers spotted a suspected drunk driver Friday afternoon on northbound I-81 in Rockingham County. During the course of the stop, a 2005 Saturn lost control and struck a 2001 Honda Accord. The Honda then struck the trooper's patrol car. The Saturn driver, 26-year-old Nicole Rudzik of Harrisonburg, was charged with reckless driving. The driver initially pulled over, 45-year-old William Blackwell of Timberville, was arrested on a charge of driving under the influence. Well, another election is coming up in just 3 months. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope has this preview of the primary season.
When 23 Republicans crossed party lines last year and voted in favor of expanding Medicaid, many conservatives were warning of a wave of primary opposition this year. But Stephen Farnsworth at the University of Mary Washington says that has not happened.
There was such a hard-fought battle within the Republican Party over whether to sign up for Medicaid expansion. But among those Republicans who did work with the Democrats on Medicaid expansion, few of them are actually facing primary challengers right now.
Only three, to be exact. So far, most of the primary challengers have been on the Democratic side. Four incumbent Democratic senators are facing primary challengers this year, and four incumbent Democratic delegates. Jeremy Mayer at George Mason University says he sees parallels with the Tea Party challengers to Republican incumbents a decade ago.
It's good news for Democrats in that they have a lot of excitement, but if you knock off safe incumbents with primary challengers who are less likely to win, that's not a net win for your party when you're counting up seats in Richmond.
More primary opponents could still emerge. The deadline for filing paperwork is the end of this month. I'm Michael Pope.
The 50 United States of America could become 51 if a bill just introduced in both houses of Congress is approved. It would grant full statehood to the nation's capital, as Charles Fishburne from partner station WCVE reports.
D.C. residents voted overwhelmingly in November to petition Congress to become a state in the Union. But Virginia Democratic Senator Mark Warner has been a holdout until now.
I am very concerned about the basic voting rights and civil rights of the 700,000 folks that live in the district, so I'm proud to join the rest of the delegation in supporting that legislation.
He says he had worried Washington could impose a commuter tax on Virginians driving into the district, but changed his mind with the Amazon decision that could reverse the pattern. Most of the opposition to statehood has come from Republicans who are outnumbered 2-1 in the district and don't want an election to send two more Democratic senators and a House member to Congress. Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
Virginia is for drinkers, or so it seems, with all the wineries and breweries and cideries that have opened here. But when you want to drink something else, a company in Waynesboro is offering an award-winning alternative. Virginia Public Radio's Sandy Hausman reports on Blue Ridge Kombucha.
Nelson County native Ethan Zuckerman is a founding member of the Kombucha Brewers International.
About 5 years ago, 37 companies met in L.A. This past year, my wife went, and there were over 250.
Kombucha is a fermented tea, cold, carbonated, slightly sweet, tangy, and sometimes alcoholic, often infused with fruit, herbs, and other flavors.
One of our more popular flavors is the original ginger. We also have black raspberry, elderflower sunrise, a coffee version, the cold brucha. We have a variety of flavors.
The company, which recently opened its tap room on Route 250, east of downtown Waynesboro, supplies about 1,000 gallons a week to grocery stores, restaurants, bars, coffee shops, and festivals. Customers are invited to return and refill their empty bottles.
We're close to now 1 million bottles saved by people bringing their bottles back in and not throwing them away.
That earned the company a National Sustainability Award from SCORE, the mentoring arm of the U.S. Small Business Administration. Zuckerman says customers like to return and refill. It makes them feel good and provides a discount of 40 cents a bottle. In Waynesboro, I'm Sandy Houseman.
Finally today, for the first time this weekend, the nonprofit Remote Area Medical Clinic came to Harrisonburg to offer anyone free dental, vision, and medical care. Organizers say they provided more than $300,000 worth of medical services to hundreds of patients over the weekend. WMRA's Christopher Clymer-Kurtz was there and filed this report.
Ahead of time, organizers said they expected to treat several hundred people on Saturday and Sunday. But by 10 o'clock Saturday morning, the volunteer outside of the triage area was already calling tickets well into that range.
299. All right. Is there a 400 here?
Inside, Harrisonburg resident Farah Albarzanji was waiting to provide interpretation for Kurdish and Arabic speakers.
I feel it like a party. Everyone is happy. Everyone wants to get soon inside. So they're excited, and we are too.
Remote Area Medical, or RAM, is based in Tennessee. It offers about 85 clinics a year across the country and recently held its 1,000th. Generally, 65% of RAM patients come for dental care, 30% come for vision care, and 5% come for medical care, all free, all provided by volunteers from near and far. These patients from Lexington, Mount Jackson, Northern Virginia, had come to the Rockingham County Fairgrounds just south of Harrisonburg. A RAM staff person told me that by midnight on cold, rainy Friday, the 140th person had arrived to line up. He had walked more than 8 hours, 22 miles, from Timberville. On Saturday morning, RAM CEO Jeff Eastman said he expected the clinic would serve 500 or 600 people on that day alone.
The hardest part of this job is turning people away at the end of the day, but I believe we've got plenty of providers here to take care of everybody.
RAM was invited here by a community host group led by a James Madison University professor who has volunteered at other RAM clinics, Laura Trawl.
I've cried 20 times. I mean, they started putting the tarps down in the dental area yesterday. I started crying because I was like, people are going to get dental services right here. There's been so many times where I've just moved to tears because it's happening. It's happening.
Dental teams surrounded rows of patients in the fairgrounds exhibit hall. Out in the parking lot, Harrisonburg resident Shane Alessi had gauze in his mouth and spat blood onto the gravel.
I'm not swallowing that.
Yeah, I had 5 teeth pulled.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, I'm coming back tomorrow. I got a couple cavities they're going to fill, so this is great, man. It's really awesome what they're doing.
A short walk away in another building, Harrisonburg resident April Baer was seen by retired ophthalmologist Calvin Miller, a frequent RAM volunteer who lives near Broadway.
So how long has it been since you've had your eyes checked?
I'm going to say about 5-6 years.
And you're nearsighted. You weren't wearing glasses when you came?
Uh-uh. My son broke them a couple years ago, and I just...
And you've been doing without them. It's a way to keep my fingers in the field that I was trained and that I worked in. All right, well, let's take a look and see what we can see. So I'd like for you to... practiced in an area that was medically underserved pretty much my entire life, and that still exists even in areas like Harrisonburg, which we don't think of as a medically unserved area, but there are lots and lots of folks who for one reason or another don't have access to some levels of eye care. Well, your eyes look perfectly healthy. You are nearsighted. Let me put a couple of notes here and we'll get you on your way to get your eyeglasses fixed up.
Okay, thank you.
We walked to another building.
It must be difficult to function without glasses.
Oh yeah, I can't really see anything.
All right, if you just go in the store here at the table, they'll show you where to...
Here, glasses frames were laid out on tables for Bear to choose from. Her lenses would be ground and fitted to the frames in the mobile RAM unit parked outside. Preston Jones of Stanton was also picking out frames for new bifocals.
Are these replacement pair for you?
Replacement pair. I left mine in the restaurant.
You don't have vision insurance to replace it?
No, sir. No, sir. I mean, it's a good thing going on here. It's a real good thing.
Back in the main building, patients could learn about community services and insurance options, including expanded Medicaid. I asked Ram CEO Jeff Eastman about what this busy Ram clinic says about our society.
It's just the state of healthcare in America. I mean, no matter where you are on the political spectrum, this is what's going on in our country. You know, I would love nothing more for us to be put out of business.
He doesn't see that happening anytime soon, but he is sure about the difference Ram is making in the lives of its patients. Here again is Shane Alessi after his dental extraction.
It is such a relief. Like the pressure, when they take it out, it's unbelievable. It's like, thank you.
For WMRA News, I'm Christopher Clymer-Kurtz.
You can learn more about the Remote Area Medical Clinic and this story at WMRA.org. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks so much for listening, and enjoy your Monday.